Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, in our previous episode, you have been helping us understand the reasons why children tend to show less attention or why they are least focused in any part of the life. And you helped us with some of the reasons. You said they could be physiological factors or biological factors. There may be some hormonal changes in their bodies, or if they are at the age of puberty, there may be different changes in the bodies. So they tend to have their attention somewhere else, like thinking all the time about the different changes they're having. You said it could be related to the school, the pressure. It could be the peer pressure in the school. It could be the competitive pressure inside the school. It could be the lots of homeworks that's given at the school and many different things. So what else do we have in the store to say about more of the causes of inattention?
Yes, thank you again. We were talking about different causes of not being able to pay attention or being forgetful also. That is also related with that, because if you're not paying attention, you're not remembering things, you're not being able to focus on things because you're not remembering things.
Yeah.
And there are natural causes and there are unnatural causes. Like, I mean, when you are engaged with the devices and gadgets which are there in vogue today, they are causing a lot of distraction for the children today. Then we may have physical natural causes in the sense that maybe sometimes it's said, I mean, there's maybe some studies showing that the thyroid gland, if it's not working properly,
okay,
and that may cause difficulties in remembering things and being focused.
Having that concentration.
Yes. So there may be some problems with the thyroid gland, which, you know, you need to get checked. Sometimes it's also certain studies are out there which show that the deficiency of certain vitamins are also cause this phenomena, and they may need to understand how to, if there's a deficiency of some certain vitamins, they need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, if somebody is, if a child gets into some sort of addiction with alcohol or
any other drugs
then that could also be a cause of such a problem, and so we need to control that. We need to stop that happening. So there's a chain reaction. The more one gets addicted, the more stress he faces, more stress and pressures, and then he tries to resolve them by getting more addicted. So there's a chain cycle there.
Okay.
And then we have the, as we are saying, stress factor, or maybe there's a lot of problems he's facing which causes this, and the stress and depression are also some of the reasons.
Okay.
One is facing a certain situation where he becomes depressed. He loses someone.
Okay.
Or maybe he loses something important, or maybe whatever. So
emotional trauma.
Yes. And then there are certain psychological issues also, which can be dealt with.
Which could be the reasons that a child shows less concentration.
Yes, and there may be medical solutions to that. You need to go to
definitely
a psychologist and find that out.
Yeah. So before we get deeper into this topic again, let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us. What are the reasons that our children tend to be least attentive sometimes, or they have less concentration? Well, we are trying to discuss this because to have a focused attitude helps our children to boost their memory, or they have a retention power, they develop patience while they're solving something difficult, they perform better academically and in the extracurricular activities and so much, and they have like improved mood and less irritability. And that's what you were trying to say, Professor. You were trying to say that there are some psychological factors also behind being less concentrated.
Yes, so there are things that happen sometimes in the where there can be psychological and psychiatrical remedies for that. So you need to, for example, if it's getting really, you know, malignant, then you need to refer to a specialist in that.
Okay.
And there may be something happening out inside you that could be, you know, by medication or maybe even meditation, you could resolve those things.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's a problem which is faced by a few a very small percentage of people, but sometimes you're not able to visualize and make images of things in your mind.
Yeah.
So if a lot of the memory depends on how much you can visualize things mentally and make pictures of things and remember them and remember the details. So a lot of things happen in your mind, which, for example, imagination and being able to imagine things and remember them, pictures or faces or names or facts and figures. So many things need to be remembered through learning and repetition. But a person can't do that. So we need to find a remedy for that. Why is that happening? And we need to, as parents, to assist our children. Now let's come to the remedy of these things. Now, how to develop that concentration? So either it's something which can be taken, which can be resolved by teaching things and skills to the child.
Okay.
Or there are things which need to, where you need to contact a specialist, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, who can help you.
Yeah.
So, but as parents, at least, how we should deal with this issue, how we should be able to, you know, manage this issue. Because if you're going to feel yourself stressed up and get angry with your child because he's not able to focus on things, then you need to be very clear about it, that by becoming stressed up and becoming angry and showing your rage and your displeasure at this, they're going to make the situation worse.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to understand that the child is facing a problem. The problem has to be resolved. It's not an issue that you have to become you know, ill-tempered with.
All
so
right.
So
the issue has to be resolved and you don't have to actually get angry about it. Well, we'll discuss more about this with you, Professor, after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
الله سبحانه وتعالى in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24 says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Salman Akawi with us. And Professor is helping us with the remedies which help our children to become focused, because today's world is a busy one. There's so many things to remember, juggle, and keep up with. And even young children have a lot of information to juggle, especially as their attention span is moving target throughout their early development. And Professor is now helping us with some remedies. Yes, Professor.
So we need to help our child and understand his problem instead of getting into a problem of our own by getting stressed up and becoming angry. We need to understand that we shouldn't be criticizing our child. We shouldn't be,
we should be rather facing the problem. We should be addressing to that problem.
Yes.
Rather than getting irritated or angry at child.
Yes, with passion and with compassion for the child.
All right.
By scolding him, it's not going to help
Things
him.
Things are not going to help out.
So we need to carry out a constructive, positive approach. And otherwise, things will become worse. So a child becomes forgetful, cannot remember things, cannot focus on things. We should know that he's not doing it or she's not doing it because he or she wants you to become angry. He can't help it. He or she can't help the situation.
Yeah.
It's not that he or she is doing it on purpose. It's not because they want you to become angry.
Yeah.
They don't want to irritate you. So we need to understand that there's a problem.
Something is wrong with that child.
So we need to be patient. We need to be patient, and we need to give the child some time, help him in finding a solution, and then giving him or her time to resolve that. Because the brain of the child, of a person, of a human being, the mind, is a very complex thing. So there are many things going on in the mind. Thoughts are coming to our minds, emotions, feelings, so many things are happening all together. To manage them is not an easy task. So we need to support our child. We need to, as if he or she may be facing an illness, a physical illness, or some sort of maybe an injury that has happened physically. It's the same in the same way. How do we show our compassion? Maybe he was going out and he was hit by a car and he got into an accident, and then he was sent to the hospital. Now you won't be start. You won't start, you know, becoming angry at him.
Yeah.
Maybe yes, you would say, why did you go out without my permission?
And
yes, but that's not going to, you know, help him. That
right.
that injury is not going to go away by scolding him.
Right.
So the way you're patient, you know, you have to face that situation. You have to take your child to the hospital. You have to take him. I mean, he may be bandaged up. He may need to be at hospital.
He's already in pain. He needs your love right now.
So he needs your support, your love, attention. So the same way, if a person is facing a physical injury, then the same goes with the mental issue.
Exactly. So you're saying what is important is that children need more of love, attention, and care while we are dealing with any of the problems like this, so that we want them to be alert and orienting in life. So that we want them to be alert and become orienting in life. They develop this ability to be focusing and the attention should be on the specific tasks that help them accomplish whatever their goal is. Thank you so much, Professor, for helping us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.